This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday criticized a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was extraordinarily widespread in rural areas of the country and cities. Trump, in a Twitter comment, claimed much of our country is doing very well. Open the schools. His assessment came a day after Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, told CNN, this is a quote, "We are in a new phase. What we are seeing today is different from March and April. To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus." That's the end of the quote. Birx said what she witnessed as she traveled to 14 states in the last 3 weeks gave her concern. She said she saw many Americans on the move, despite the threat of spreading the virus. The U.S. has recorded nearly 155,000 coronavirus deaths and more than 4.7 million confirmed infections. Both figures are the highest national totals in the world. President Trump signed an order Monday requiring federal agencies to prove they're not replacing qualified American workers with people from other countries. The White House said the executive order would help prevent federal agencies from, quote, unfairly replacing American workers with low-cost foreign labor. The order requires all federal agencies to complete an internal audit to show whether they are hiring U.S. citizens and nationals for competitive service positions. Trump said his move was partly prompted by the announcement of the Tennessee Valley Authority that it intended to outsource 20% of its technology jobs to companies based in foreign countries, using the H-1B visa. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a video meeting Monday with the Taliban's chief negotiator to discuss the state of the Afghanistan peace process. The discussions included the issue of Taliban prisoners whose release the insurgents are demanding from the Afghan government. That's according to a Taliban spokesman on Twitter. The State Department told VOA it declines to comment. The meeting came as Afghan security forces ended a siege of a major prison in Afghanistan. The attack came from Islamic State militants. Hundreds of prisoners escaped. The Chinese company that owns popular video sharing app TikTok is exploring all possibilities to ensure that its subsidiary can continue operating in the United States, according to a memo sent out Monday by Chief Executive Officer Zhang Yiming. Beijing-based ByteDance has come under pressure from Washington to sell off its U.S. TikTok operations over concerns that the country's links to the Chinese government threaten the privacy of U.S. citizens. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News on Sunday that President Trump is likely to take action in the coming days. In the meantime, Microsoft said in a blog post Sunday that its CEO has spoken with Trump about the potential acquisition. Zhang, who founded ByteDance in 2012, said on Monday his teams are working around the clock for what he called the best outcome. Without naming Microsoft directly, Zhang acknowledged that ByteDance is in negotiations with a tech firm, but said there's no deal yet. Mexican police and armed forces arrested the leader of the violent Santa Rosa de Lima gang who have terrorized the north-central region of the country. Authorities in the state of Guanajuato announced the arrest of José Antonio Yepes Ortiz, widely known by his Spanish nickname El Maro, which means the sledgehammer. The Santa Rosa de Lima gang and the Jalisco cartel have been engaged in a bloody turf battle for years in the industrial hub of Guanajuato, home to many foreign auto plants and parts suppliers. The unrest has turned it into the most violent state in Mexico. 2,293 people have been murdered in the first half of this year alone in the Guanajuato state. And Tropical Storm Isaias strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane hours before it's expected to make landfall along the coast of the Carolinas. The storm's maximum sustained winds reached 121 kilometers per hour. Monday evening, it was centered about 100 kilometers south of the vacation resort of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Tropical storm warnings were in effect as far north as Long Island, New York. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in North Carolina ahead of the storm's arrival there. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.